bread, man. That stuff is good. Didn't get none of that said bread. Yeah, he gave me a loaf, probably upwards of a month or more ago of just some plain bread, but it had turned out real good. Rebecca had been doing some too, and that stuff was coming out fantastic. You know, she made some big old honking yeast rolls the other day, and man, that was good. Made bread from scratch. My signal light. Just waiting on that jumper, I guess, to come in. But you can, you know, I think it's got directions in there on how to put those little wires in, and you can wire the thing up without that jumper and just keep that jumper as a backup. You know, you got options on that, but you got to look at the directions on where you put those wires. That jumper. Tired today. I can't get going. I did not sleep last night. I am dragging tail. Yesterday, I was dragging. I took that NyQuil. Man, that stuff always knocks me for a loop. I took a little bit too much of it. Normally, if I take a quarter cup, it'll help me sleep, but it won't. That Benadryl won't lay it to me. But I think I got too much. Last night wasn't too bad. I didn't take any of that stuff, so we'll see how it goes. I am tired, though. KK4 and XC.
Good morning now, KK4 POT.
I know it's pretty cold out.
Get up, dragging today.
I can just barely make you out. For the morning to clear all that up, that's what you need to do this morning.
For CEF, good morning.
Tim, I was going to tell you that my brother's changed to the following week, so there won't be any conflict on that January week to do that route. And that was good to kind of hear you come in there yesterday, Andrew. Sorry I didn't get to talk to you very long. I was already pretty much decimated.
Man, I could not figure out who the other person was. Your call sign got cut off, and I'm pretty sure you repeated it again, but it still was, I don't know, it just didn't add up for me for some reason. But I don't know.
I know I doubled with Dave at least once, maybe twice, so that's fine.
For the MFJ antenna thing?
That phone yesterday, I accidentally left that phone at the house, and I haven't had a chance to look. I'll look. If you send it to me by text, I got it.
Whatever phone I texted you on yesterday, it'll be on that one, so and if you need it, I don't know if I got your email. Anyway, but yeah, I'll get it to you if you need it. But yeah, I did send it yesterday. It's straight to the MFJ website.
I'm definitely going to look at that. That'd be quick and easy, and I wouldn't be slamming doors on coax cables.
Yeah, with the little rubber ducky antenna in my wife's car. That way, whenever I'm riding it, I'll just throw it up in the window real quick, close the window, and then hook it through the radio.
Yeah. Have you heard of alkaline water?
What kind of water?
And water is supposed to, it's like a regular water bottle, but it's supposed to adjust the pH of the body.
Heard of it, but I've never knowingly drank it. KK4 POT.
7-3, so you hope you have a great day at work. We'll holler at you another morning. KO4 CF, and I'll be standing by. I've read some stuff on alkaline water. I think there's two different sides of the debate, whether it actually does anything or whether it's not. I don't know. I think water's pretty much water. Your body's going to use it however, but I don't know. I'm definitely not an expert on it.
The reason I've really got to get out of that stuff to leave my business, they drink it all the time. I'll check it out.
Sure, I've stumbled across a YouTube video about it, but I don't know. I mean, there could be benefits, who knows?
Fixing to hit White Horse Road. Once I get on White Horse Road, it's okay.
Yeah, Friday. Yeah. It's amazing how that changes. Because, I mean, you'll go from just barely audible to just clear as a bell.
Just where I'm at, and I think that antenna that you texted me about, that ought to tremendously help me. I think that'll get me out of that diving into them holes.
The reason why I picked it up, because, I mean, my HD would barely get anything in the car. I mean, I get some signals, but, you know, I mean, it wasn't a whole lot. But once I got it outside the car, it worked a lot better. I mean, I did have trouble with my 19-inch Diamond or whatever, Nagoya, who knows, I don't remember what it was, not seating correctly on it. I'm sure I can fix that, but a rubber ducky fits it just fine and works fine. what you got to do is order the same. There's two versions of that. I sent you the version that's for the FT8. But that model code, they have two versions. One of them is the female side. One of them's the male side. Just fizzle whatever your HT takes. And then you take your antenna, your rubber ducky or your extended antenna, and screw it onto the mount. And that's what's on the outside of the window.
Copy that.
I think my 19-inch antenna, I don't think it screws down quite far enough to make full contact. But for some reason, the factory radio antenna will. I don't know why that is. It just does that.
Heating with wood.
Do I do any what with one?
Heat wood.
If you're talking about like home heating, no. I mean, not besides like a campfire or something like that. No, not really.
I didn't know if you were into cutting and splitting.
I love to have a fireplace or something in my house, but when I bought it, I wasn't really worried about it. And now when I look back, I wish I had one. I mean, even a gas one would be better than nothing. But yeah, I would have loved to have had a real fireplace in my house, but I didn't choose that whenever I bought it. So now I just have to kind of suck it up.
Heated with wood for, good grief, 33 years. There's no heat like it. We do a lot of, we do a ton of log cutting and splitting because I'm basically providing wood for them. And then my other son-in-law, Jared, down in Lawrence, and we just get a pile of logs and go to it like a bunch of wood chucks.
Which, that's funny. Are you heating like an oil or something like that to heat the home?
Staying in wood stove.
Got to have a wood stove. I wish I had the areas for it. And I remember growing up, my grandmother, great-grandmother, and uncle had one in their house, and I was always fascinated by it. But yeah, I would love to have one. If I had the room for it, I'd figure out how to get one in the house.
What I would love to have is a wood cook stove. Man, I want one of those bad. I can't stand it. There's two obstacles. One, as my wife said, we ain't got room for it. And two, they're about $3,000. And both of those got me shut down on that idea. I tried to talk her into letting me put it out on the back porch, but I don't know that the weather would be the best thing for that. It's a covered porch, but still. But yeah, I love working with wood. And my wife does too. She's a big help when we go to split wood.
All right, I think a lot of those old wood cook stoves, I think they're made out of cast iron too, aren't they?
The newer ones are. I'd be looking at one of the new ones. And they're really nice. I mean, they're just as nice a piece of furniture as anything else that you put in your house. I just finished my house last year. I need to have you guys up. Maybe we'll have a dinner or something.
Pretty neat. Get together with everybody. I'm talking to on the radio. I've never met. That would actually be pretty neat.
Been up there, and I've been trying to get Ed to come up. Ed normally was on with us in the mornings. He runs a paper route. They've got him truck coming in late, so he doesn't. I don't get to talk to him as much as I'd like, but he gets on every once in a while. You
hearing y'all talking in the mornings? I hadn't heard him in a while. I think it was last week, maybe. I can't remember now, but yeah, definitely not on like he used to, especially this time in the morning.
Rag chewing with him, but. Yeah, I'll try to have you guys up for holidays now.
Stuff going on now. Hopefully I get to squeeze some hunting in during Christmas break. Man, I'd love to get in the woods at least once or twice more.
Absolutely.
definitely something on my list. I'm hoping to somewhere on these couple of days, 3 days off, I'll get to do a little hunting.
I'm definitely fortunate. I won't complain about my time off because I get from maybe Wednesday till January whenever we come back after the first of the year. So hopefully I can squeeze in a day or two there.
We're off and off the radio. I'll try to send you a JSA call sometime during that time. Maybe wish you Merry Christmas.
I definitely will not be up at 5 in the morning whenever I'm off. Unless I go hunting. Now, if I go hunting, maybe I might sneak in the woods first thing in the morning, but I doubt it. I plan on sleeping a little bit in every day if I can.
Here, I can't get up that early when I'm day off. I've got, that's the only days I have to take advantage of sleeping in a little bit.
You missed out on it this last week because of the Boy Scouts, but still I had good fun with that. But I am definitely looking forward to it, at least Sunday today, you know, this week, to get to sleep in. And then Christmas break, I'm not planning on setting one alarm clock if I can help it.
Hopefully home by now.
Yeah, Friday. Yeah, he's chiming in around 3:30 or so. I'm surprised he hasn't jumped in yet. Usually it's right as I'm pulling in the parking lot like I am now.
To Nate and myself, I gave him a little bit of time if he wanted to come in there. I'm going to have to get, I'm pulling in. I got to get in there and get started. Have a good day, 7-3s to you, and hopefully we'll catch you tomorrow morning.
3s to you. Hopefully you have a great day at work. And we will definitely holler at you in the morning. KO4 CEF, and I'll be clear.